Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
So that was her logic, but I've heard other reasons too, which brings up something else.
But the simple answer would be Sagittarius is a Centaurian, and so is Chiron.
Yeah, that's simple, and also that it's within Saturn's orbit, so it's closer to us.
All right.
It's closer. Thanks. It's more like within our known solar system at that point in time.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Melanie does not say Chiron rules a sign, but there are some astrologers who claim that Chiron is the ruler of Virgo. I sort of laughed because another astrologer who studied Chiron for like 40 years, Zane Stein, laughed and said he didn't think a dirty ball of ice was adequate to rule a sign, you know, that he thought Chiron was important, but he wouldn't give it rulership. So this is my chart that I promised. And for those of you that aren't seeing it, what you find is that Chiron is 100% a focal planet in my chart. I have Chiron in the first degree of Aries, and it is in a very close square to my moon, which is at 1 degree Capricorn, and also opposite Uranus for me, which is at 0 degrees, 0 minutes Libra. It's also opposite my sun at 5 degrees and 45 minutes Libra. It's also conjunct by 9 degrees to my north node in Aries. So it's a focal point as part of a T-square, as well as the fact that it is near the aphelion in Aries. And it's in close, tight orb to several personal planets, but particularly the sun and the moon. If you use aspects that are not traditional Ptolemaic aspects, like if you use the quincunx, then Chiron would be a quincunx to my Mars, my Mercury, and my Venus. Mm. So yeah, I was like, okay, I get why Chiron's been yelling at me, like why he said, you know, come learn about me. You know, it's, and I just had what I'll call my Chiron return, which I'll talk more about in a little bit. A couple of years ago. So it's still kind of in the fading away part of my chart. Where's your Chiron at, Paul? Or do you mind saying?
Yeah, it's in Aries in the 11th.
In the 11th? What degree of Aries?
I want to say 13.
13? Mm-hmm. So you're really having your Chiron return now, more
yes.
or less.
Well, yes. Let me answer your question real quick. It's at 12 degrees, I believe. Yeah, 12 degrees, Aries, and, I have Uranus at 13 degrees,
Libra.
So, but I did have a question for you, and well, this is just because I know someone who has this, same as you. How do you think Chiron in that fourth has shown up for you?
You know what? Let me dive into that when I kind of take you through some life. All right. I have that coming.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to. Because at first I was like, I don't know. But then as I looked at the patterns, it became clear to me. And so I want to kind of talk through how to do that for yourself.
Okay.
So interpreting Chiron in a chart, I mean, you could start off by just doing it the way you would any other planet, right? So you can delineate by sign, by the house, and by aspects through other planets. And then you might also think about what your Saturn is like and what your Uranus is like and how Chiron might connect those things.
Wait. Let me stop you there. Are you saying that when looking at the chart, when you're trying to look at Chiron, it's also important to look at your Saturn and Uranus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because if Chiron's important for you, there may be some ways in which Chiron either brings together your own sort of Saturn meanings and issues with your Uranian meanings and issues, or kind of inflames the difference between those two, right? Depending on where Chiron is and how it's working. But I think as I kind of walk through, so for me, I understood what Aries means and what the fourth house means, but I wanted to really go back in history and see what's really happened when Chiron has been an important point. And so that's kind of what I want to walk through to get you to how I came to what it means for me.
All right, let me ask you this though. So is Saturn and Uranus in some type of interplay that Chiron is trying to intermingle with?
Well, theoretically, yes.
All right.
Right?
That's kind of what I heard you say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That some people have Chirons which are more Saturnian. Some people might have Chirons which are more Uranian. And for some people, Chiron might not be an important asteroid in their life, you know?
All right.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.